This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, rolling along here on Gwen and Chris. Finally a Friday. Crisello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. idle today. He'll be back on Monday. We got Padre baseball coming up for you after the show today. 5:40 scheduled first pitch. Yu Darvish will make that first pitch, according to my man Scraby, who has the pitching matchups over there.
Yes.
Darvish on the hill tonight for the Friars against the Gigantes. And that'll get on right after our show is over at 5:30. There will be no Scraby Chronicles tonight, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
But Scraby, you've got another hour and a half if you must launch a daily gripe. I will give you that.
You know, I'm feeling pretty happy today.
Yeah,
I don't have many gripes today.
Really?
I guess a gripe, I mean, something always with the dog.
No, I don't want to hear it. Don't try to talk yourself into a gripe.
No, you're right. I don't have one
today.
You
know
today.
What I mean?
I don't have one today.
Yeah, don't talk yourself into it. We do have a phone line open to play Chris versus the fans. It doesn't always happen. So if you're one of those people that says, I always wanted to play Chris versus the fans, but I don't think I'll get through. You might get through if you dial right now, 833-288-0973. There's a chance you would get through. And this is when you want to play Chris versus the fans. Because right now, I can't get a question right. The only question I got yesterday was thanks to the contestant giving me unwittingly a clue. Remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Talked about
yes.
The, oh, yeah, it was that knuckleballer.
Yeah, and then for the Marlins.
And then I jumped on it and got the answer right. So
and ended their dreams. But they gave themselves up.
Yes, they gave themselves up. But all week I've been struggling. People have been winning this game left and right. That could be you today. And if you win Chris with the fans, you'll be qualified for a grand prize. It's a two-night stay at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Also, dinner for two, immerse yourself in timeless elegance at the Fontainebleau in Las Vegas. It's a luxury resort, gaming, and meeting destination. The legacy of the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas is built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now, FontainebleauLasVegas.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we are just about underway here. Speaking of Las Vegas, I said I'm going tomorrow.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be going to see a show at the Sphere tomorrow.
You love the Sphere.
Well, I like the Sphere. And last week I was there, I went and looked at the Sphere from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
My wife really wants me to go in the Sphere. Like, she thinks this is going to be the greatest experience of my natural born life.
Is she going
to go?
So
I'm going to go tomorrow. No, she's not going, but I'm going to go see whatever they have. It's not U2, but they have some sort of experience or some sort of film that they play inside the Sphere. I think it's the thing that Tony saw. Remember, Tony said he went with his family.
Yeah, he loved it.
And he loved it. So I'm going to go tomorrow night.
That's good. You see, I'll give you are doing stuff.
I'll give you a report.
You are doing stuff instead of just sitting in your hotel room
instead
like I
may do. Instead of being old man, yeah. Instead of being just old man, lazy old man.
Yes. Lazy old man.
All right, let's play some Chris vs. the Fans. We can find out about the Sphere's schedule later.
Yeah. Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win if you're a first-time player. Wow, that may have been the best one ever.
Yeah, I'm going all in.
If you're a first time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get to skip to the second question just this time. All right, let's get back to the phone lines to see who we got.
I have a request.
Okay,
let's get Mary on.
Okay,
right off the bat.
I haven't actually. I hope it's a Mary.
Well, we'll see.
Mary, are you there?
Is it Mary? Hello.
Do you know him?
Hello.
What's
Doesn't
your
sound
name?
Like
See,
a Mary.
I told you.
Doesn't sound like a Mary.
What's your name, sir?
Anthony.
You're using Mary's phone?
This is not Mary's phone.
It's not Mary's phone.
Sometimes
it just comes up that way.
Anthony's being very secretive. Maybe he stole the phone.
No, he didn't.
I'm just kidding, Anthony.
Come on now.
All right, Anthony. You ready to play? Have you ever played before? I just asked.
I have not. First time.
First time playing. All right, get him in.
All right, here we go. Question number two.
Number two.
What year was Joey Votto drafted?
Joey Votto drafted? That's a two?
That's a two.
I wouldn't have any idea.
We've talked about
it. 2000.
2000, he says.
Stay there.
He's 40 years old.
Oh, that's a good
The reason I know that is because there's a story about him. Today.
Yeah, he's with the Blue Jays.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Signing a minor league contract with the Blue Jays. So he's 40. He was probably drafted when he was 18. It's 22 years ago. 2002. What?
You've got to be kidding. I thought there was zero chance. I'm really sorry about that, Anthony.
Sorry, Anthony.
I figured it out.
You did. I ferreted it out. I figured he's drafted when he was about 18. I had no idea.
Yeah, 2002.
So I just did a little addition and subtraction, etc.
He was a second round draft pick by the Reds.
How about that? Yeah. I had no clue.
Oh, that was crazy.
No clue. Sorry about that, Anthony, but that does happen from time to time.
Sorry, everybody. The luck is back.
Maybe so.
Let's go to AJ in Carlsbad. AJ, how are you?
Hi, AJ.
Doing good. I hope there's some soccer questions. I know Chris is a big fan of them.
I should put some soccer questions
Who's in
there.
First place in the Premier League? Everybody knows that.
Who's at the top of the table, Chris?
Yeah, the top of the table.
Wrong.
I don't know.
Right.
Liverpool, probably.
Do you know who it is, AJ? Who's at the top
Do you know
of the
who
table?
It is, AJ, just for fun?
Is it Real Madrid?
No, the table is the Premier League.
Yes.
Come on, AJ. You said you're a big soccer guy.
I don't know that he said he was a big soccer guy.
Oh, he just said that he doesn't
he
think I am.
Barcelona,
FC Barcelona. They're in La Liga.
Still not part of the English Premier League.
Anyway, here
we go, AJ.
Give the guy a question already.
Are you ready for question number one?
Yes, sir.
You know that on Jeopardy, I fast forward through the banter.
You would.
When they interview the contestants at the beginning of the show,
that's the best part.
Yeah, I don't watch that part.
No,
I get right to the questions.
You're right. It is the worst part.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you do for fun?
Well, I bake on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question number one. What team does former Giant Brandon Crawford play for now?
The Cardinals.
Uh-huh. Cardinals is correct.
Very good, AJ.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What Colorado Rocky hit .379 during the 1999 season?
Ooh, that's a good average.
That's really good.
That could be
1999.
That could be anybody, really.
1999 Rocky.
Sosa. I don't know. He's not a Colorado Rocky, but
I'll give you one more guess. Sosa. Okay.
Sosa.
Sorry, you said Sosa twice. And I clicked the button.
Yeah.
Stay there, though.
This could be a few different guys.
Yeah.
But I saw Larry Walker having a huge season. I don't know if it was that year. Got it.
He's back, everybody.
Well, maybe.
Sorry, AJ. Appreciate you calling
Larry
in.
Walker. Finally got into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. As did Todd Helton, finally.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yeah, both of them.
Both of them.
And the Rockies still haven't won a World Series.
They haven't come close.
They've been.
They went to one. They did not win a game.
Oh, it's only one? I thought maybe two.
No, only but, one.
Okay.
Only one.
Here we go to our next contestant on my phone screener. It says, Tommy, are you there? Tommy. Okay, going back on hold. Let's go to Tim in San Diego. Tim, are you there?
I am here.
All right, okay, Tim, let's go. Let's play ball.
You ready to go?
Full disclosure, I usually got Taylor in the backseat. She's not with me today. Shout out to the women's soccer national team. They hosted all our girls from club soccer in a clinic right now, and that's where she's at.
Awesome. I love that.
That is
very
cool.
Shout out U.S. Women's National
Team.
Very,
very
cool. Amazing.
Wow. That's an exciting day for your daughter and others. Very exciting.
100%. I just had to make her skip softball practice, so that new blue helmet's not getting any use today, unfortunately.
Well, I think she has a pretty good excuse for
this
time.
Got a good excuse to go see the women's soccer team.
I would go see the U.S. Women's National
Team. That's a biggie. That's big. Good.
Well, Tim, your brain trust is not there, so I hope you do okay.
Yeah, he'll have to go it alone
today. That's what I'm worried about. And this is the rubber match. I'm one for one.
Okay. All right. He's 1-1. Here we go, Tim. Question number one. What is my dog's name?
Oh, crazy. Really? Oh.
Is this a fair question, Chris?
You mentioned it often.
He's a golden retriever. I can tell you everything about him. I'm going to say Buddy, and I know I'm wrong.
Ooh, I call him Buddy all the time.
I know.
This is an unfair question, because Chris definitely
Well, I definitely
knows.
Know. He talks about him all the time. Lucky the dog.
Lucky the dog.
Sorry about that, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
You know what's funny is his daughter might have known that one.
Maybe.
She might have been able to yell it out from the back seat because you say it all the time.
Yeah. I do.
Daughters pay attention
sorry,
to stuff
Tim.
Like that.
I'm sorry, Tim. Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
Hopefully
Tim.
Next time Taylor will be with you.
But thanks for calling.
Yes.
And that is pretty exciting. If you were a club soccer player to get to go hang out with some of the women's national team.
Absolutely.
Huge.
It's exciting.
Huge deal.
All right. We got, let's see, the next longest holding caller would be Dan the Man.
All right, Dan.
Dan the Man, are you there?
Mr. the Man.
I am here, gentlemen. What a beautiful day.
I agree.
You got that right, Dan. I noticed that first thing when I hopped outside today. Really nice.
When you emerged from your cave?
Emerged, yes.
All right, Dan the Man. Here we go. Question number one. Who is the... This is a bad question, but it's funny. Who is the TV spokesperson for Jersey Mike's?
For Jersey Mike subs?
Yes. The commercials are on far too much, and I hate them.
You would.
They are on all the time.
I think they're okay.
Danny DeVito?
Give it on.
Chris was about to buzz you, but
you got it into the wire.
Is correct. Chris loves those commercials.
It's not a sports question. I'm so confused.
Well, they play during sports games, but you
That's
got it
right.
correct.
It's not always sports questions. Every
For
now and again, you have
one,
to step outside the comfort zone.
Chris absolutely loves these commercials.
I do like them. I think Danny DeVito's funny.
He is funny, but those commercials, I do like when he did the little thing where he was like chopping up the meat. I thought that
it's
was funny.
Funny, Danny DeVito's funny. You can't get over that.
All right, Dan the Man, you are on to question number two. How tall is Purdue center Zach Edey?
I don't know. 7'6".
7'6". That is tall, and he is tall. That's not correct.
Pretty sure Yao Ming was 7'6".
Yes, stay
there.
I think
Zach Edey's 7'4".
Sorry, I had to do that.
Sorry, Dan the Man.
Sorry, Dan the Man.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yes,
Always good to hear from you. And it was, you were totally correct. It is a beautiful day.
It is beautiful.
And we
day.
Should take a minute out there to appreciate it. But let's be honest. We spend enough time complaining when there's some rain, so we might as well hit the other side of the equation when it's beautiful
no,
like
Chris,
this.
This is what I pay for out here, okay?
Oh, so you don't have to acknowledge it?
No, I'm never going
I
to
know.
Acknowledge it.
I know,
it.
You're like most people.
All right, we got to go to a tiebreaker.
What?
Yes.
You don't have any more questions?
I have a couple more, but...
Well, then let's go. We got nowhere
to
go.
Next longest holding caller is Dave in Spring Valley. So Dave
wants a
out.
Crack at it. Come on, Dave.
Hey, can we change it to Dave in Lakeside? No, it's not Dave in Spring Valley.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to do this
phone.
Right now. Dave in Lakeside.
Yes, let's delay the game.
Real fast, too. Chris, I missed you on the courts this year during basketball season. So.
Well, I was reffing.
He was reffing
I
all
just
the
didn't
time.
Do. Where do you work or where are you at?
Where are you frequent?
I do the scoreboard at Mount McGill.
Ah, yeah, I didn't get Mount McGill this year.
Oh,
didn't
that's
get
a bummer.
Him. So that's why I missed you. I missed you. Yeah, I did. You know what? I did a Mount McGill game. I did one of their games at the. I know. I'm pointing at you. It was at the Sweetwater tournament. I did their boys in a game against Hoover. I think they lost that game.
That was recent.
It was over the course of the season, but I'm sorry I didn't get out to Mount McGill this year, Dave. Hopefully next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
Dave. Did you like that license comment that I made sent you the other day?
Oh, Dave did do. He opened my eyes to something that I never even knew. But apparently, you can't get a actual full driver's license until you're 18 anymore. You have a provisional driver's license for the first year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
And then once you turn 18 is when you get to drive without other people.
One thing I noticed is that if you're under 21, your license is now printed vertically.
Yes.
And once you turn 21, it's then they go horizontally.
Yes, because you know why? It's very easy to tell the difference. And if you're not paying attention and you make a fake ID and you make it vertically, you're a dummy.
You are a dummy.
Hey, all right. One more quick comment.
No, Dave, we got to go.
Should be on the Rushmore.
What?
Oh, that was a fair comment.
What did he say?
It's a good comment.
What did he say?
We're talking about Rushmore of coaches in San Diego. He mentioned Ron Newman. Who was the legendary?
The guy who makes the salad dressings?
No, not that's Paul Newman.
Oh,
Ron Newman was the legendary coach of the Sockers when they won all 11 of their championships or their first 11.
Okay. All right,
and he was—I'll tell you—Ron Newman was quite the guy, the guy. So that was a good call, Dave. Worth getting.
All right,
in.
Chris got you out of trouble.
Play the game now.
Who made the Aztecs shot last year to send them to the championship?
Butler?
It was Butler.
Butler did it.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Pete Rose played for three teams. Name all three.
Oh, come on. It's my favorite baseball player. If I get this wrong, might as well kill me. First one was the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
And the Montreal Expos, and then he went back to the Reds.
All right. Nice job, Dave. You are cruising through.
I don't think most people would get that right.
I don't think so either.
I think people remember the Expos.
No, I have
unless
no
you're
idea.
A big Pete Rose fan.
No idea. So Dave, that he was with the
very
Expos.
Good on you.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you're headed for a qualification to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I hope they.
Padres catcher Kyle Higashioka caught a perfect game for what pitcher last year?
Ooh. I'll be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Stay there.
It's one of two guys. I have them both in my mind.
Okay.
Herman. Domingo Herman.
Oh, my goodness.
That's sorry.
Incredible.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry, it was either him or Luis Severino, and I couldn't remember which one, but I went with Herman.
It is her.
It was my day. Today was my day to bounce back.
I don't think we can
after
do
a slump.
I don't think we can... To a winner today. We went through a lot of questions. Your slump is over.
You don't have time for a
tiebreaker.
That's right. Fine. You don't have to.
All right, we'll do two tiebreakers, Joey. No,
it's Friday.
What does that mean?
That means that you can be a little lax on a Friday.
Is that right? I don't think that the meters care about that.
I don't think that the ratings people care either. But
okay, I'm going to go to John and Temecula, our guy. John?
Give John a chance. Let's go,
say
John.
Hey, Chris, happy Friday, guys. Looks like your slump is over, Mr. Ello.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's over.
It was a slump, though.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker. We're going to do Joey Votto. I've already made the decision because his page is up.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Chris... What was his... Okay, never mind. Let me start this over. Chris, the highest single-season home run total for Joey Votto. Give me that number.
42.
42. John, is the actual answer higher or lower than 42?
Lower.
Lower. You are correct!
Really? He didn't hit over 42, huh?
He didn't.
What's his
he
high?
Hit 37 in 2010.
Oh, wow. 37.
Yeah.
Good on you, John.
Thank you, John.
Stay on the line. You will get the qualification today to go to Las Vegas. That's what you get when you're nice to the host and you come on and tell them congratulations on ending your slump.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that's just something that for the rest of you contestants to keep in mind for the future. Always be nice to me. It might pay off.
Joey Votto hit 36 home runs just 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he's a Blue Jay now.
Yes, he is.
Not going to be a Padre. We are going to check traffic and come back with more Gwynn and Chris.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.426 is the time. Chris's slump is over. Sorry about that. Tough day on Chris versus the fans for all of you out there. But John cashed in on the tiebreaker. Got a couple of quick baseball stories to pass along to you. First of all, make this note. Padre baseball coming up. Spring training action from Peoria. Game gets underway a little more than an hour from right now. Our show will end at 5:30 today. We'll then head out to Peoria, where the birthday boy, Dave Marcus, will set things up on the mic for Jesse Agler and
Mr. Bob Scanlon.
Bob Scanlon will be on the call as well.
Yes.
As they'll bring us to tonight's game between the Padres and the Gigantes.
I'm excited. We have some of the Padres crew that works the Padres season here in studio walking around the building. It's a good sight. We're back, baby.
To get everybody going. You mean all of our Padre engineers?
Yes, we're back.
Nick and
we're
Frank
back.
And
Maddie.
Yeah, they do great work.
Yes, they do.
Getting the Padres on the air for you to enjoy.
Yes.
Night after night after night. We mentioned this, Joey Votto agreeing to a minor league deal with the Blue Jays. We did not mention this. The Cincinnati Reds were counting on 22-year-old third baseman Noelvi Marte. In fact, Marte had a pretty good chance to start this year for the Reds.
Mm.
He hit .316 with three home runs in 35 games last year, a late call-up. He was a big-time acquisition from Seattle in the trade that sent star pitcher Luis Castillo to the Mariners.
So it's a big deal.
Noelvi Marte. He will not be playing for the Reds for quite some time, however. He tested positive today for a performance-enhancing substance.
Uh-oh.
80-game suspension.
Is that the first level now? 80 games?
I think so.
Let me look this up.
Fernando, I thought, got 25.
Well, he had some taken off because
didn't he? Or some because, of it was he was on the injured list?
Oh, and because the playoffs counted
towards his total.
2022 counted towards his total, so it took it down a little bit.
Yeah. I you know what? Every time somebody tests positive, it's because they ended up with something they didn't know was in there.
Oh, yeah, they had no idea.
That's their excuse every time. Fernando used it.
Yep.
I'm sure Noelvi Marte didn't know that Boldenone was in whatever he took, but too bad. The Reds said, "We fully support Major League Baseball's drug policy and its penalties. We will have no further comment." Noelvi Marte. This was supposed to be another one of these young stars for the Reds. Now, he'll will play the second half of the season. But right now, veteran Jaime Candelario is kind of the Reds' best option at third base.
That hurts them big time.
Unless they move somebody around. They could put Jonathan India at second, see if Matt McClain can play third. I don't know the Reds that well. I know they got a lot of good young players.
Yes, but this does hurt.
This was going to be one of them, and he's out. Testing positive for PED. And my first question is, how does anybody ever make this mistake ever, ever, ever? And I'm not sticking up for Nuelve Marte, but he's 22 years old, and he probably just didn't know what he took was there. I shouldn't say that. He probably. It's possible that you can take something and you not know that it's in what you're, whatever the supplement you think you're taking, which is legal, might contain something that you're not aware of. I'm not sticking up for, I shouldn't stick up for this guy.
So you're saying PEDs are okay?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that my first question is, how could anybody be so stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to answer my own question by saying it does happen.
It does. It does. But here.
But the rules are the rules, yeah, and if you get caught with this stuff, you're out of luck.
Here's the penalty. So the first positive test is an 80-game suspension. The second positive test is a 162-game suspension, including the postseason.
Yeah.
Third positive test, lifetime ban.
Lifetime.
That's pretty crazy. Good. You want to be with Pete Rose? You guys are going to go hang out together? Lifetime ban? Even though Pete Rose is like, what the heck? The Major League Baseball is making more money off of betting than they've ever made before.
Research Medical Center in Kansas City. 12 people have had to undergo amputations after the cold snap.
So that's an update from our story yesterday.
Yeah.
12 people already went through the amputations.
Yeah. Because of that Dolphins-Chiefs wild card game.
I saw something on the
minus
chat.
27 degrees. Please, NFL, help these people out a little. It is partly your fault, even though you can't get behind these dummies.
I can't get behind these dummies that are going to a game without enough clothes, knowing that it was
freezing. Have no idea that anybody who had to have an amputation didn't have enough clothes. Maybe their body couldn't stand the cold, whereas the guy next to them could.
Then go home.
But how would you know? Who's been out in minus 27 degree weather? Not too many of us.
I went when I was in
Minnesota
for the Super Bowl.
Not too many of us have.
It was freezing.
Not too many of us have.
I wore the right clothing outside.
Okay, well, you're so smart. I shouldn't speak to you because you're just smarter than the average bear.
So you're saying you would go to this game and you would wear gloves?
I would not go to this
game. Your hands?
I would not risk it. But I know that a lot of people love football, love their team, and I also know the NFL could have moved the game but didn't. And I believe they didn't move it because it was a Peacock game.
I believe they didn't move it because the roads were still open in Kansas City.
Bull. A likely excuse.
They didn't
move it because they didn't want to anger the $100 million paying Peacock streaming service. That's why they
didn't
move it.
That's your conspiracy theory. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Hold on.
What are we holding for?
Oh. Give us your conspiracy theory on that.
I don't have to give it again. I had to pay for that stupid game. And they could have moved it.
Still
just like they moved the Buffalo-Pittsburgh game.
Because the roads were closed!
Because the game was not on Peacock, and it could easily be changed by the networks that were carrying it. You go ahead and keep thinking what you think and stick up for the NFL.
Wait, hold on.
By the way, doesn't need your help.
No, they don't. B3619 says, Chris isn't going to the SDSU game because of traffic. Minus 27 degrees is a no-go.
That's a no-go. Thank you very much. You're right.
There may have been a development on you going to the game. I don't know.
It is warmer at the Aztec game than it would be at the Kansas City game. Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back as to whether or not I might be going.
He talked to himself into it on the show earlier.
I did. All right, Gwen and Chris coming back with a Big Five. Next.
Details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Celtics v. Nuggets living up to all the hype last night. Hey, listen, I said this earlier in the week, and then it played out last night. The Celtics are great. The defending champs are the defending champs. And if the Celtics want that Larry O, they're going to have to pry it from Denver's cold, dead hands. And believe me, they know it. I'm Jim Rome.
Stay up to date with everything going on with the Padres with the free Odyssey app. You can receive push notifications for breaking news and listen to your favorite fan talk shows.
Scrap, I got another crazy basketball score. What is going on in the world? Earlier today, we had LSU women leading Auburn 21-0. That game is now in the fourth quarter, and LSU is like 50 points ahead. Well, no, not quite 50. It's 71-37.
Angel Reese just got hurt during their game.
All right.
71-37.
Yeah, well, that's what you get, keeping her in
so
there.
What's the score?
The other score I have is an NBA game.
Oh.
Second quarter, New Orleans Hornets 41, Philadelphia 15.
Oh, the Sixers.
What's going on?
So Joel Embiid just basically needs to get paid all the money.
He basically is the team.
He is the team.
Because they have
fell apart.
They haven't won too many games without him. All right, I know you want to get to the Big Five. Let's check traffic first.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's get into it. But first, actually, I need to bring up, because they announced this morning, Chris, that Soapy Joe's is going to be the official sponsor of the Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party for 97.3 The Fan. Join Soapy Joe's at 7 Mile Casino. Soapy Joe's Car Wash, good, clean, fun. Ben and Woods are going to be there for the game starting at 3:05 a.m. So those guys are doing some crazy stuff for y'all out there.
What? I just said y'all. That's Wednesday, March 20th.
Wednesday, March 20th.
All right, so the night of the 19th, right?
Yes.
Go to sleep. Set your alarm. Get up. Watch the Padre game at 3 a.m. And if you're going to watch it, you want to watch it with some people, right?
Yes, that's
awesome. Go on down to 7 Mile Casino.
Those guys?
Is that, yeah, that's
doing
where
work.
The party is.
Yeah, 7 Mile Casino.
3:05 a.m. on Wednesday, March 20th. Speaking of time, don't forget tomorrow night it is Spring Ahead.
Yeah.
We lose an hour tomorrow night, but it's still cool.
I did forget.
I don't mind losing an hour because it stays lighter later.
I like that, but that gives you better golf. I like it because you can golf later on the weekends.
All right.
Okay, so yes. 3:05 a.m., Bentonwoods, 7 Mile Casino, Soapy Joe's.
Number 5.
Seoul, South Korea watch party. I was reading earlier about Dave Roberts saying that they are they are moving Gavin Lux from shortstop, even though Gavin Lux came up as a shortstop and wants to play shortstop. Mookie Betts is going there now. But it got me thinking, we have a player here that was a shortstop turned right fielder. Chris, do you think there is any insult in telling a player they aren't going to play where they thought they were going to play?
I would think some players take it that way. But, you know, you're in the major leagues. I mean, you got to realize, unfortunately, that even though you know you're great, there might be somebody a little better than you. And what's your alternative? Would you rather be told, we got a better guy for shortstop, so we're moving you to right field? Or would you rather be told, we got a better guy for shortstop, so we're moving you to the bench?
Kick rocks.
Yeah, kick rocks. Because I think Gavin Lux might be kicking rocks. I don't know that he'll definitely be the second baseman. He'll try.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to compete with Chris Taylor and Kike and Miguel Rojas and Miguel Vargas. I'm sorry.
Doesn't it
already
got
a lot of guys.
Doesn't it already kind of feel like they're out on him?
A little bit. But you know what? Once you're in the major leagues, you're a professional. I can't, unfortunately, worry about your feelings anymore. It's about getting the best guys out there.
Yeah.
And you just got to understand, there's other amazing players out there. So to answer your question, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I would say if you're a guy who wants, as you just said, wants to stay in the major leagues, you're not going to take it that way. But I can see that being taken the wrong way. And I can see a player being angry and then they'll get over it because, like you said, they're professional baseball players and your feelings should not be a part of this. But I could totally see someone being upset about that and take it as an insult. And I would, if someone came to me and was like, hey, we're going to move you to weekends and you're going to run the CBS sports show from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., I would take that as an insult, Chris.
A demotion, yes.
A demotion, I would
take
that.
I said I'd be insulted if I lost my job, but it's Major League Baseball. You don't, and if they give you another place to play, then go play it.
I can't disagree with that.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. I mean, you're in the major leagues, you're a pro, you better handle it. You got to handle it like a pro sometimes.
Now, this is a pretty sad story, but on February 4th, 2021, Britt Reed, he was a 35-year-old assistant for the Kansas City Chiefs, where his dad, Andy Reed, was the head coach, and he left the facility on that day. He got drunk while working at the team facility. He then attempted to drive home. He didn't make it a mile before slamming his pickup truck, traveling 84 miles an hour into two cars parked on the side of the road. One car was having trouble, and the other came to help. Britt Reed himself was injured, but he also injured five others. Four were initially hospitalized in serious condition, including a four-year-old girl at the time. Fifth victim was a five-year-old, Ariel Young, who Reed sent into an 11-day coma and has a lifetime of challenges now. He was eventually given a three-year prison sentence, which was a plea deal down from the maximum 7 years. I know this is a lot of information, but I have to say it. Last week, Missouri Governor Mike Parson commuted Reed's sentence after just 16 months served, and now the governor has ducked the local media to explain why he did this. And now the families who were involved in this, the Young family attorney, says he knows why Britt Reed is out early. Quote, it's because the governor of Missouri is a Chiefs fan, went to the Super Bowl, went to the after parties, went to the parade and the rally, and even has a Chiefs tattoo, end quote. So basically, people in Kansas City are not happy about this. They think that Britt Reed got off too soon because his dad is the coach. But I'm up first. Why are we looking past some of the Chiefs' flaws? Because the Chiefs do have flaws. Everybody knows the Chiefs have flaws, but this right here is something that I struggle with because I don't know whether or not Britt Reed is remorseful for this. Now, he should do his sentence. You committed the crime. You did it to yourself. You should follow through. The governor should not be stepping in to randomly commute a DUI sentence of a guy. He's not doing this for other people, I don't think. So this is troubling, and this is the stuff that we need to get rid of. You're the son of a head coach.
I know, but how are the Chiefs at fault here?
The Chiefs are at fault because he got drunk in the facility, and he left the facility to go home. And so it was right before the Super Bowl, I believe. And the Chiefs.
So what should we do to the Chiefs? Kick them out of the league?
No, what I'm saying is why are we sweeping this under the rug? No one really
wants to talk. Under the rug?
I haven't really heard any of the national media talk about this.
Well, the guy's been in jail for the last year and a half. What, are we supposed to update you daily on his progress?
I'm talking about this story right now of him being released.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but I can't blame the Chiefs for it.
I'm blaming the Chiefs for it. I'm blaming the Chiefs for it because...
Why?
Because they
allowed it to happen?
He got drunk at their facility. If I get drunk here...
Okay, so what should we do to the Chiefs? I just said the guy who drank, who made the decision to drink and get in a car and drive drunk, he paid the price. Now, the governor commuting his sentence, I am totally against that. But what I don't understand is why you're blaming the Chiefs. That's if you could go after the Chiefs, then the family should go after the Chiefs.
I don't know that they're not, but
okay.
This is not so much a Chiefs NFL thing. This is a community thing. I think this is a community problem.
It is.
And so if we were in Kansas City, this may be different. But the NFL is not going to come down on the Chiefs, nor should they.
For what? For allowing the guy, for having a couple of beers at the facility?
It wasn't a couple of beers.
He was drunk.
Yes.
But, Chris, if we get drunk here and we leave and we crash and hurt someone,
right, it's
the company
fault.
Would be in trouble for
okay.
that.
Okay, then the families should deal with that accordingly and go after the Chiefs. But I'm not going to blame, just because they have the worst organization in football, according to the players.
Yes, that's not us saying that.
Just
which
because,
is nice to reference,
just
by the way.
Just because they allowed their employees to get drunk on site. You know, I think you're stretching.
I also
all I'm
think Andy Reid, he's a great dude. His sons have done some terrible things.
Yeah,
they
doesn't
sold
seem like
drugs out of his house.
He doesn't seem like he was the all time greatest dad, and he might admit to that.
It's weird to me that players love him, but his kids apparently didn't get the attention that they needed, and I don't know that for sure. I will say that. So,
yeah, you're making too many assumptions. You're just making too many assumptions.
This is troubling
here.
To me.
It's really crappy that the governor's, you know, apparently is a big Chiefs guy and stepped in and took care of this guy.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that, because I think you're right. The normal person wouldn't get that same treatment. Nor should anybody who drinks and drives
exactly.
and it badly injures somebody or kills somebody. To me, they really shouldn't be eligible for much leniency.
No. No.
No matter how badly they feel about it, because they should have thought about that before.
All right.
Number three.
That's all number three. We have like 2 minutes.
I know.
Nice job.
Former NFL tackle. I knew that one was going to be an argument. Former NFL tackle Taylor Lewan was on his Bustin' with the Boys podcast, and we went to the combine, and he had some things to say about Caleb Williams that kind of made the rounds. It's kind of a long clip, but here we go. Here's Taylor Lewan talking about Caleb Williams.
I did not get a good vibe from Caleb Williams throughout the combine process. He essentially came to the combine for the free gear in the interviews. Like, he refused, only player in combine history not to do a medical review. Only dude, didn't run, didn't throw. His choosing not to throw was, hey, there's a lot of film on me. You can watch that in real action. And then I think he did one thing about sour gummies. Like, him and some lady sat there and tried sour candy. And he's obviously an extreme talent. It's incredible how talented he is, but he's got this type of, like, I'm better than you attitude that he's coming off as. Now, if this is not the individual he is, he's more than welcome to come on the bus and explain himself. But what I saw from the short sample size I got of watching a few interviews on him on my way to the combine was, guy's very full of himself. He's got some big time yes people in his camp right now that are getting in his ear a little too much. Mm-hmm. He needs that.
So there you go. And they that's basically it. You can go find that podcast in its entirety if you would like to hear it. But some say this is a jealous 9-year veteran retired player who didn't live up to his potential. Chris, what say you?
I say that I think time will tell, prove it out.
Yes.
He's not the only one who isn't bullish on Caleb Williams. Already mentioned Merrill Hodge, the guy who thought Johnny Manziel would be a complete, utter failure.
And he was right.
He's not bullish. He didn't say that Caleb Williams will be, but he just doesn't think that this guy's everything everyone's making him out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one way to find out. Put him in the league and let's see.
That's true.
But I would say that Caleb Williams, in my mind, has raised a few questions.
I agree.
With his arrogant attitude. I'm not a fan of that. I know one guy who didn't have an arrogant attitude, CJ Stroud.
That's true.
He just went in and started working.
And the media tried to take him down because he had a bad score on that, like, aptitude test. So exactly. Even then, he didn't say anything.
You know who failed the aptitude test? Dan Marino.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, my point is he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yes, the aptitude test does not tell you.
The aptitude test is kind of stupid.
It is stupid,
yeah.
I gotta say. What say me? Same thing as Chris. I've been on this since the beginning. Ever since he... I'm not going to say the crying thing again, but Caleb Williams, I'm ready to see him in the NFL instead of just talking about it.
I already told you that the team that trades for and gets Justin Fields will do better than the team that drafts Caleb Williams.
All right.
That's my prediction.
So the other night, the Warriors were playing the Bucks in San Francisco, and in the first quarter, Steph Curry hit a deep three.
I would like to see how you're going to explain this one. I'm looking forward to you breaking this down.
I think I need more time.
As a matter of fact, I think we should wait until the break, and I think that you should really think this through before you try to explain to everybody exactly what it is you're about to explain.
Because
I saw the photo that you're referring to, and you're going to need a little time to get this just right.
I will, and I will send everybody to my Twitter right now, at Matt Scraby.
You're going to have everybody look at this photo.
I'm going to. Huh? You have to see the photo. So I'm going to put up a link
okay.
to this photo.
All right.
I think this is a very interesting story, I'm just looking forward to seeing how you're going to explain it. So let's take a break while you figure it out. And we'll come back with the rest of the Big Five when the happy hour begins. Hi, welcome back. It's the happy hour, although today it's only going to be about the happy 23 minutes. We have Padre baseball coming up here on 97.3, The Fan, Padres and Giants, spring training action from Peoria. We're going to get down to Dave Marcus's broadcast. Yeah, never make no mistake out there. You may hear the voices of Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon and our Tony Gwynn Jr., mm-hmm. but it is Dave Marcus who runs the show.
It really is. He's already checked in.
He checked in a while ago. And if you're thinking of Dave, send him happy birthday wishes.
Yes, everybody do that.
All right. We were talking about, we were doing the Big Five. The Warriors, this isn't on the Warriors.
No, it's something.
But what
Scraby's
going to talk about happened at a Warriors game. And I just wanted to give you some time because there was a photo that was circulating on the internet. And it's a bit risque, unintentionally. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how you're going to describe this to the people out there as you give us this story.
Okay, I got to go look at the photos again, though, just to make sure.
You just want to see it again?
I just have to go look at it again just to make sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like this photo, Chris, right here, I just got to study it for a second and make sure that I have the full story.
Okay.
But I just put it up on my Twitter, at Matt Scraby. It's a Daily Mail article, but this has everything in it that you need to see. So here's the thing. Steph Curry hits a three in the first quarter against the Bucks on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And it was a deep three. Bucks call timeout. Steph Curry does this celebration like he's hitting a golf ball.
Does a golf stroke.
Yes.
Out celebration. There, mimes a golf stroke.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I don't. This is an AP photo.
And so somebody takes a picture of that.
Yes. They take a picture of him doing the golf stroke. But okay.
That's not what anybody cares about, as it turns out.
No, the first thing I looked at was I'm just going to say it.
Buxom?
No, extremely attractive woman that's sitting in the front row, standing up and
cheering on Steph Curry.
And so this picture has, and so the guy in front of him is like looking back at, or guy in front of her is looking back at
with
her.
With his mouth agape.
And I will say, she is.
All right, that's fine. People got it.
Okay.
All right, it's this fan of the Warriors, and she's not wearing a whole lot.
No, she's not.
As I said, buxom, and guys are drooling over her. You don't see the picture of Steph Curry so much as you see the woman behind it.
Oh,
you almost can't help but miss that.
Yeah. Also, there's some other pictures that I need to study real quick, Chris.
Never mind all these pictures you are looking at. Explain the story.
All right. Her name is Catherine Taylor.
Perfect.
And she is. She was at the game, and so they put that picture circulated around the internet. As Chris said,
the picture's on the internet, so everybody's looking at the picture of Steph Curry, only nobody's actually looking at the picture of Steph Curry.
No.
All right. We got
she,
it. So what happened?
Okay. Here's the controversy.
What's the controversy?
So the NBA Twitter account tweeted the same picture out saying Steph gonna Steph.
Yeah.
But everybody notices real quick they have photoshopped the woman out of the picture.
Yeah.
And not only that, they have completely doctored this photo. They've moved Steph Curry in the crowd. They have put a different angle on the whole thing. But everyone is like, NBA, you took the best part of the photo out of the photo. Why are you doing this? So the controversy is, are you okay with the NBA doctoring this picture?
I am.
And you are?
I am. Yes.
Tell me why.
The NBA has 8, 9, and 10-year-old fans who love Steph Curry.
She's not doing anything wrong.
It's still not the best look.
She is just cheering for her team. She didn't ask for them to take this photo of her. Honestly, she's literally just cheering.
She's falling out of her dress as she cheers.
It's not a dress.
That is not Steph's fault. That is not the NBA's fault. But I really don't blame them.
it's impossible to miss this lady. And the NBA has a lot of young fans, boys and girls. It's fine with me if they don't see that.
I will tell you why I think this is such a big deal.
Okay.
I think the NBA is shaming her profession.
Her profession?
Because people know who she is now. As I said, her name is Catherine Taylor. But she is an escort.
Why are you going through all of this information about her and making her out to be more than she needs to be?
Because I think this is a problem. The NBA knows that she is tied into the escort world, that she charges $900 an hour. They want nothing.
How do they know? You know that.
Well, she
sounds like you've almost called her. I mean, you have every bit of information anyone could ever have.
I have done some research, but I feel like the NBA is shaming her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into it. But first, actually, I need to bring up, because they announced this morning, Chris, that Soapy Joe's is going to be the official sponsor of the Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party for 97.3 The Fan. Join Soapy Joe's at 7 Mile Casino. Soapy Joe's Car Wash, good, clean, fun. Ben and Woods are going to be there for the game starting at 3:05 a.m. So those guys are doing some crazy stuff for y'all out there.
What? I just said y'all. That's Wednesday, March 20th.
Wednesday, March 20th.
All right, so the night of the 19th, right?
Yes.
Go to sleep. Set your alarm. Get up. Watch the Padre game at 3 a.m. And if you're going to watch it, you want to watch it with some people, right?
Yes, that's awesome.
Go on down to 7 Mile Casino.
Those guys.
Is that, yeah, that's where the party is.
Yeah, 7 Mile Casino.
3:05 a.m. on Wednesday, March 20th. Speaking of time, don't forget tomorrow night, it is spring ahead.
Yeah.
We lose an hour tomorrow night, but it's still cool.
I did forget.
I don't mind losing an hour because it stays lighter later.
I like that, but that gives you better golf. I like it because you can golf later on the weekends.
All right.
Okay, so yes. 3:05 a.m., Benwood, 7 Mile Casino, Soapy Joe's.
Number 5.
Seoul, South Korea watch party. I was reading earlier about Dave Roberts saying that they are moving Gavin Lux from shortstop, even though Gavin Lux came up as a shortstop and wants to play shortstop. Mookie Betts is going there now. But it got me thinking, we have a player here that was a shortstop turned right fielder. Chris, do you think there is any insult in telling a player they aren't going to play where they thought they were going to play?
I would think some players take it that way. But,
you know, you're in the major leagues. I mean, you got to realize, unfortunately, that even though you know you're great, there might be somebody a little better than you. And what's your alternative? Would you rather be told, we got a better guy for shortstops, so we're moving you to right field? Or would you rather be told, we got a better guy for shortstops, so we're moving you to the bench?
Kick rocks.
Yeah, kick rocks. Because I think Gavin Lux might be kicking rocks. I don't know that he'll definitely be the second baseman. He'll try.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to compete with Chris Taylor and Kike and Miguel Rojas and Miguel Vargas. I'm sorry.
Doesn't it already
they got a lot of guys.
Doesn't it already kind of feel like they're out on him?
A little bit. But you know what? Once you're in the major leagues, you're a professional. I can't, unfortunately, worry about your feelings anymore. It's about getting the best guys out there.
Yeah.
And you just got to understand there's other amazing players out there. So to answer your question, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I would say if you're a guy who wants, as you just said, wants to stay in the major leagues, you're not going to take it that way. But I can see that being taken the wrong way. And I can see a player being angry and then they'll get over it because, like you said, they're professional baseball players and your feelings should not be a part of this. But I could totally see someone being upset about that and take it as an insult. And I would, if someone came to me and was like, hey, we're going to move you to weekends and you're going to run the CBS sports show from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., I would take that as an insult, Chris.
A demotion, yes.
A demotion, I would
take
that.
I said I'd be insulted if I lost my job, but it's Major League Baseball. You don't, and if they give you another place to play, then go play it.
I can't disagree with that.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. I mean, you're in the major leagues. You're a pro. You better handle it. You got to handle it like a pro sometimes.
Number four.
Now, this is a pretty sad story, but on February 4th, 2021, Britt Reed, he was a 35-year-old assistant for the Kansas City Chiefs, where his dad, Andy Reed, was the head coach, and he left the facility on that day. He got drunk while working at the team facility. He then attempted to drive home. He didn't make it a mile before slamming his pickup truck, traveling 84 miles an hour into two cars parked on the side of the road. One car was having trouble, and the other came to help. Britt Reed himself was injured, but he also injured five others. Four were initially hospitalized in serious condition, including a four-year-old girl at the time. Fifth victim was a five-year-old, Ariel Young, who Reed sent into an 11-day coma and has a lifetime of challenges now. He was eventually given a three-year prison sentence, which was a plea deal down from the maximum 7 years. I know this is a lot of information, but I have to say it. Last week, Missouri Governor Mike Parson commuted Reed's sentence after just 16 months served, and now the governor has ducked the local media to explain why he did this. And now the families who were involved in this, the Young family attorney, says he knows why Britt Reed is out early. Quote, it's because the governor of Missouri is a Chiefs fan, went to the Super Bowl, went to the after parties, went to the parade and the rally, and even has a Chiefs tattoo, end quote. So basically, people in Kansas City are not happy about this. They think that Britt Reed got off too soon because his dad is the coach. But I'm up first. Why are we looking past some of the Chiefs' flaws? Because the Chiefs do have flaws. Everybody knows the Chiefs have flaws, but this right here is something that I struggle with because I don't know whether or not Britt Reed is remorseful for this. Now, he should do his sentence. You committed the crime. You did it to yourself. You should follow through. The governor should not be stepping in to randomly commute a DUI sentence of a guy. He's not doing this for other people, I don't think. So this is troubling, and this is the stuff that we need to get rid of. Okay, you're the son of a head coach.
I know,
but
how are the Chiefs at fault here?
The Chiefs are at fault because he got drunk in the facility, and he left the facility to go home, and so it was right before the Super Bowl, I believe. And the Chiefs...
So what should we do to the Chiefs? Kick them out of the league?
No, what I'm saying is, why are we sweeping this under the rug? No one really
sweeping
wants to
it
talk.
Under the rug.
I haven't really heard any of the national media talk about this.
Well, the guy's been in jail for the last year and a half. What are we supposed to update you daily on his progress?
I'm talking about this story right now of him being released.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but I can't blame the Chiefs for it.
I'm blaming the Chiefs for it.
All right.
I'm blaming the Chiefs for it because
why?
Because why?
They allowed it to happen.
He got drunk at their facility. If I get drunk here,
okay. So what should we do to the Chiefs? I just said the guy who drank, who made the decision to drink and get in a car and drive drunk, he paid the price. Now the governor commuting his sentence, I am totally against that. But what I don't understand is why you're blaming the Chiefs. That's if you could go after the Chiefs, then the family should go after the Chiefs.
I don't know that they're not, but
okay.
This is not so much a Chiefs NFL thing. This is a community thing. I think this is a community problem.
It is.
And so if we were in Kansas City, this may be different. But the NFL is not going to come down on the Chiefs, nor should they.
For what? For allowing the guy, for having a couple of beers at the facility?
It wasn't a couple of beers. He was drunk.
Yes.
But Chris, if we get drunk here and we leave and we crash and hurt someone,
right, it's
the company would be in trouble.
Okay. Then the families should deal with that accordingly and go after the Chiefs. But I'm not going to blame, just because they have the worst organization in football, according to the players.
Yes, that's not us saying that.
Just because they allowed their employees to get drunk on site. You know, I think you're stretching.
I also think Andy Reid, he's a great dude. His sons have done some terrible things.
Yeah,
he doesn't seem like drugs out of his house.
He doesn't seem like he was the all-time greatest dad, and he might admit to that.
It's weird to me that players love him, but his kids apparently didn't get the attention that they needed, and I don't know that for sure. I will say that. So,
yeah, you're making too many assumptions. You're just making too many assumptions.
This is troubling to me.
It's really crappy that the governor, you know, apparently is a big Chiefs guy and stepped in and took care of this guy.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that, because I think you're right. The normal person wouldn't get that same treatment. Nor should anybody who drinks and drives and badly injures somebody or kills somebody. To me, they really shouldn't be eligible for much leniency.
No. No.
No matter how badly they feel about it, because they should have thought about that before.
All right.
Number three.
Number three. We have like 2 minutes.
I know.
Nice job.
Former NFL tackle. I knew that one was going to be an argument. Former NFL tackle Taylor Lewan was on his Bustin' with the Boys podcast, and we went to the combine, and he had some things to say about Caleb Williams that kind of made the rounds. It's kind of a long clip, but here we go. Here's Taylor Lewan talking about Caleb Williams.
I did not get a good vibe from Caleb Williams throughout the combine process. He essentially came to the combine for the free gear in the interviews. Like, he refused, only player in combine history not to do a medical review. Only dude, didn't run, didn't throw. His choosing not to throw was, hey, there's a lot of film on me. You can watch that in real action. And then I think he did one thing about sour gummies. Like, him and some lady sat there and tried sour candy. And he's obviously an extreme talent. It's incredible how talented he is, but he's got this type of, like, I'm better than you attitude that he's coming off as. Now, if this is not the individual he is, he's more than welcome to come on the bus and explain himself. But what I saw from the short sample size I got of watching a few interviews on him on my way to the combine was, guy's very full of himself. He's got some big time yes people in his camp right now that are getting in his ear a little too much. Mm-hmm. He needs
that. So there you go. And that's basically it. You can go find that podcast in its entirety if you would like to hear it. But some say this is a jealous 9-year veteran, retired player who didn't live up to his potential. Chris, what say you?
I say that I think time will tell, prove it out.
Yes.
He's not the only one who isn't bullish on Caleb Williams. Already mentioned Merrill Hodge, the guy who thought Johnny Manziel would be a complete utter failure.
And he was right.
He's not bullish. He didn't say that Caleb Williams will be, but he just doesn't think that this guy's everything everyone's making him out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one way to find out. Put him in the league and let's see.
That's true.
But I would say that Caleb Williams, in my mind, has raised a few questions.
I agree.
With his arrogant attitude. I'm not a fan of that. I know one guy who didn't have an arrogant attitude, C.J. Stroud.
That's true.
He just went in and started working.
And the media tried to take him down because he had a bad score on that, like, aptitude test. So even then, he didn't say anything.
You know who failed the aptitude test? Dan Marino.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, my point is he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yes, the aptitude test does not tell you.
The aptitude test is kind of stupid.
It is stupid,
yeah.
I gotta say. What say me? Same thing as Chris. I've been on this since the beginning. Ever since he... I'm not going to say the crying thing again, but Caleb Williams, I'm ready to see him in the NFL instead of just talking about it.
I already told you that the team that trades for and gets Justin Fields will do better than the team that drafts Caleb Williams.
All right.
That's my prediction.
So the other night, the Warriors were playing the Bucks in San Francisco, and in the first quarter, Steph Curry hit a deep three.
I would like to see how you're going to explain this one. I'm looking forward to you breaking this down.
I think I need more time.
As a matter of fact, I think we should wait until the break, and I think that you should really think this through before you try to explain to everybody exactly what it is you're about to explain. I saw the photo that you're referring to, and you're going to need a little time to get this just right.
I will, and I will send everybody to my Twitter right now, at Matt Scraby, because...
You're going to have everybody look at this photo.
I'm going to... Huh? You have to see the photo! So I'm going to put up a... I'm going to put up a link.
Okay.
To this photo.
All right. I think this is a very interesting story, I'm just looking forward to seeing how you're going to explain it. So let's take a break while you figure it out. We'll come back with the rest of the Big Five when the happy hour begins. Hi, welcome back. It's the happy hour, although today it's only going to be about the happy 23 minutes. We have Padre baseball coming up here on 97.3, The Fan, Padres and Giants, spring training action from Peoria. We're going to get down to Dave Marcus's broadcast. Yeah, never make no mistake out there. You may hear the voices of Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon and our Tony Gwynn Jr., mm-hmm. but it is Dave Marcus who runs the show.
It really is. He's already checked in.
He checked in a while ago. And if you're thinking of Dave, send him happy birthday wishes.
Yes, everybody do that.
All right. We were talking about, we were doing the Big Five. The Warriors, this isn't on the Warriors.
No, it's something.
But what
Scraby's
going to talk about happened at a Warriors game. And I just wanted to give you some time because there was a photo that was circulating on the internet, and it's a bit risque, unintentionally. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how you're going to describe this to the people out there as you give us this story.
Okay, I got to go look at the photos again, though, just to make sure.
You just want to see it again?
I just have to go look at it again just to make sure.
Sure.
Like this photo, Chris, right here, I just got to study it for a second and make sure that I have the full story.
Okay.
But I just put it up on my Twitter, at Matt Scraby. It's a Daily Mail article, but this has everything in it that you need to see. So here's the thing. Steph Curry hits a three in the first quarter against the Bucks on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And it was a deep three. Bucks call timeout. Steph Curry does this celebration like he's hitting a golf ball.
Does a golf stroke.
Yes.
Celebration. There, mimes a golf stroke.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Oh, this is an AP photo.
And so somebody takes a picture of that.
Yes. They take a picture of him doing the golf stroke. But okay.
That's not what anybody cares about, as it turns out.
No, the first thing I looked at was the. I'm just going to say it.
Buxom?
No, extremely attractive woman that's sitting in the front row, standing up and
cheering on Steph Curry.
And so this picture has, the guy in front of her is looking back at her.
With his mouth agape.
And I will say, she is...
All right, that's fine. People got it.
Okay.
All right, it's this fan of the Warriors, and she's not wearing a whole lot.
No, she's not.
As I said, buxom, and guys are drooling over her. You don't see the picture of Steph Curry so much as you see the woman behind it.
Oh.
You almost can't help but miss that.
Yeah, also, there's some other pictures that I need to study real quick, Chris.
Never mind all these pictures you're looking at. Explain the story.
All right, her name is Catherine Taylor.
Perfect.
And she is. She was at the game, and so they put that picture circulated around the internet, as Chris said.
The picture's on the internet, so everybody's looking at the picture of Steph Curry, only nobody's actually looking at the picture of Steph Curry.
No.
All right, we got
she,
it. So what happened?
Okay, here's the controversy.
What's the controversy?
So the NBA Twitter account tweeted the same picture out saying, Steph gonna Steph.
Yeah.
But everybody notices real quick They have photoshopped the woman out of the picture.
Yeah.
And not only that, they have completely doctored this photo. They've moved Steph Curry in the crowd. They have put a different angle on the whole thing. But everyone is like, NBA, you took the best part of the photo out of the photo. Why are you doing this? So the controversy is, are you okay with the NBA doctoring this picture?
I am.
And you are?
I am. Yes.
Tell me why.
The NBA has 8, 9, and 10-year-old fans who love Steph Curry.
She's not doing anything wrong.
It's still not the best look.
She is just cheering for her team. She didn't ask for them to take this photo of her. Honestly, she's literally just cheering.
She's falling out of her dress as she cheers.
It's not a dress.
That is not Steph's fault. That is not the NBA's fault. But I really don't blame them. It's impossible to miss this lady. And the NBA has a lot of young fans, boys and girls. It's fine with me if they don't see that.
I will tell you why I think this is such a big deal.
Okay.
I think the NBA is shaming her profession.
Her profession?
Because people know who she is now. As I said, her name is Catherine Taylor. But she is an escort.
Why are you going through all of this information about her and making her out to be more than she needs to be?
Because I think this is a problem. The NBA knows that she is tied into the escort world, that she charges $900 an hour. They want nothing.
How do they know? You know that.
Well, she
sounds like
it.
You've almost called her. I mean, you have every bit of information anyone could ever have.
I have done some research, but I feel like the NBA is shaming her.
But that's not the point of any of this.
The NBA is shaming her by photoshopping her out of the picture. If she was sitting there pulling down her shirt, or if she was trying to show more, I would fully agree. But she's just standing up and cheering, and she happens to be in the background. And I think this is wrong.
I don't think there's much of an argument here. I mean, this lady stands out beyond reason in this photo. You can't miss her, nor did anyone else miss her. And I don't know that it's important for 9 and 10-year-old fans to see that. The 35 and 40-year-old fans such as yourself can find those kinds of pictures whenever you want.
She's not doing anything wrong.
What she's wearing is wrong.
Now you're
shaming
her for what she wore.
Enough said. Enough said. And she's an escort, and she's flaunting herself. And if you had a 9-year-old son or daughter, I doubt you'd walk them past her and go, hey, check her out.
Oh, no, I wouldn't tell that to my son or daughter.
Of course you wouldn't.
So I would walk by and I would think, man, in my head, I would say, check her out. And then I would walk by with my children. And I would never say a word. They would never know the difference.
Yeah. Well, you would protect your children a lot more than you think
Adam
you would.
Adam has a good point on the chat. If she was wearing something that wasn't allowed, they wouldn't have let her into the building.
Yeah. Well, it's barely allowed, let me tell you.
I didn't expect this. I did not expect for you to have that.
I don't find her unattractive.
How can you?
You know, but it's... We have enough of this stuff slamming us in the face from all over the place in this world. If we can keep some of it out, good on the NBA, I say. I'm okay with it.
I mean, we could argue this for days, but I'm going to stop.
Well, you obviously have a major crush on this lady.
I may.
And... You know, so I don't know that you're arguing from a point of being realistic here.
I can put the whole...
You're defending her in every way, shape, or form.
Because she
I don't
didn't...
know that the job of escort is something that really too many people should be aspiring to. So good on her. I'm glad she's doing that. I'm glad she's got somebody bought her a ticket to the Warrior game and she's bouncing around half naked. But that's okay if my 10-year-old kid is looking at a picture of Steph Curry, doesn't see it. It's okay with me.
I just think she did nothing wrong. And she's being shamed for being at a game and cheering when Steph Curry made a three. That's basically what they're shaming her for.
Okay.
And she's wearing jeans, by the way. So it's not like she's
incredibly revealing. She's wearing a shirt
that's
revealing.
She's not revealing?
She's wearing a shirt that's revealing, but...
She's wearing a shirt that is so revealing that you went and found every other picture of her ever posted on the internet.
That part is not true.
And found out how much she costs.
Well, if you go to her Twitter, she tells you. I've been to her Twitter. I may have followed her on Twitter.
Move on.
We'll see. Someone actually has a great point. Dave says baseball pants are worse.
Move on.
The baseball pants that we have right now are much worse than what this woman's doing.
Move on.
All right, final one. Southwest Airlines has released... You know what? I never even did this. Southwest Airlines has released a new seat design for their cabins. Chris flies Southwest quite often, so this is going to be up your alley.
Probably tomorrow.
People aren't thrilled about this.
Wait, what'd they do?
Your camera's creeping up. They released their new seat design, and here's what Tony Roach, Senior Vice President and Chief Customer Officer at Southwest Airlines, he said this about the new redesign. Southwest flies above our competition with industry-leading flexibility and our legendary hospitality. Our redesigned cabin interior significantly enhances our in-flight customer experience and will complement the amazing service that our crews provide. End quote.
What does that have to do with the seat?
The seat looks cheap, and there's less leg room, and they're trying to put lipstick on a pig. Chris, would you rather want more leg room or more width room?
Oh, on my airplane seat?
Yes.
Probably more leg room. My legs get very cramped on a lot of flights. In fact, my legs on a lot of flights start to actually just hurt. And I'm trapped in the seat because I'm not on the aisle.
Okay.
And I can't really ask everybody to move every 5 minutes. And so I just sit there kind of in pain while I'm flying.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it just, you get so tied up sometimes.
Yeah.
So I can handle the width. So you're asking me, I'd like a little more leg room if I had my choice.
Interesting. I think I want more width.
You do?
Because I have to do the... I'm not like a huge person, but I'm 6 feet tall, so my legs just barely fit behind the chair. Mm-hmm. But I have to cross my arms or else I'm elbowing everybody next to me. Yeah. And I've gotten my elbow hit by the cart before.
Oh, mine gets hit all the time.
Oh, it's so painful.
Yeah, move it in. Get it out of the way.
I know that
get
was
it out
my
of
fault.
The way. That's on you. It's not on the poor flight attendant. Has very little room to work with.
No, I know. They warn you when they come through. They say, watch your elbows.
Yeah, so why don't you watch them?
Because I'm an idiot, Chris. Is that what you wanted me to say?
I'll accept that.
I think we need to go to break, though, because we are...
Yes, we have Padre Baseball coming up in about 10 minutes, so let's step aside. We'll check some traffic, and then we'll finish things up for a Friday while Scraby goes and looks at more pictures of that Warrior fan.
Catherine Taylor.
Got a few minutes left. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back Monday. We are going to carry the Padre-Giant game tonight from spring training. Apparently, there could be a little rain down there. So, just stick around. Stick around. We'll see what we come up with. But whenever Padre baseball gets underway, you will hear it here on 97.3 The Fan. We only have a few minutes left on our program today. The Dodgers, the news today, and it is, you know, I think it's interesting. Mookie Betts is moving from second base to shortstop. And manager Dave Roberts says shortstop Gavin Lux is moving to second base. I don't know that I buy that part of it entirely. I think, you know, guys like Chris Taylor, Kike Hernandez, Miguel Rojas, you may see them play some second base, but Betts is moving to short because apparently Lux just can't get the job done at short.
I mean, they gave up quick on this.
They sure did. He's not making the throws. Dave Roberts says it's time to do this now, something the whole entire organization feels is right. Specific to Gavin, I like how he said this. It gives him an opportunity to get to the other side of the diamond.
Closer to the bench.
Closer to the... Well, he said to shorten the throw.
Oh.
So...
Oh, I good mean, for Dave looking out for him.
Gavin Lux can't throw. So he goes from short to second. Betts goes from second to short. Where did we see that? somewhere else.
I think they're copying the Padres
right
now.
That's what I was thinking. Now, in the Padres case, had nothing to do with the fact that Xander Bogaerts couldn't make the throw.
No.
The Padres feel like Ha-Seong Kim is a better defensive shortstop at this part of his career than Xander Bogaerts. So they're going to put Kim at short and Bogaerts at second. There is a lot of analytics to support what the Padres are doing. Apparently, the Padres, with Bogaerts at shortstop, gave up a bunch of more runs than they should have last year, according to analytics. I don't make that stuff up. I don't really understand all that stuff.
I don't either.
Know that when teams make a move like this, they hide behind that information.
Okay. Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes, they do.
We're moving Bogaerts to second. Why? The analytics told us so. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. There you go. So we just accept it at
face
value.
That's our explanation, and we're sticking to it.
Interesting that two teams in the same division would both swap their second baseman and shortstops. That's kind of ironic, don't you think?
It's very ironic,
right.
I think.
So that's, yeah. That's the big story of the day. What else? Was there any football news today of anything? Any
Not
kind,
really.
Scrave, that we need to update anybody on?
I haven't seen anything, no.
I told you Russell Wilson is talking with the Steelers and the Giants.
You did tell me that.
Which is bad news for the Steelers and the Giants, as far as I'm concerned.
Why?
Because I think Russell Wilson stinks.
I just wanted you to say that.
You just wanted me to say that? I said it. There you go. Before we go, I got one more, like the 27th text I've gotten from your fantasy baseball people today.
Yes.
I don't know which player this is from. It says, I just heard the 2 o'clock segment. I'll have you know, Grandpa Chris, that I have a full-time job and 3 side gigs. So, no, I'm not a yo-yo. I guess I referred to everyone in the league as a yo-yo.
You certainly did.
So I apologize to that player and the rest of all of my combatants in our fantasy baseball league. Now stop texting me. There.
I said, do you want me to show you how to mute this?
And he said, not yet.
I'm not going to.
Eventually, I'm probably going to have to mute all of you people.
All of you people.
All right.
I know. We have a random time that we're getting out, so I have
I don't have a... It's hard for me to make up a 4-minute segment sometimes.
Tony's going to be back on Monday.
That'll be good.
Maybe we'll ask Tony what he thinks about the photo.
Oh, the Steph Curry thing. You are stuck on that photo.
Well, I'm going to stand up for her rights, okay?
She does have rights, but I have kids that I want to protect a little from her flaunting.
All right.
That's all.
Enough about that.
Yes. I think we covered that and then some.
Yes, we did.
All right. Very good. Everybody, thank you so much for being a part of the program this week and every week.
Mm-hmm.
We're back Monday. Tony will return. Scraby doesn't have a Chronicles tonight, so he's going to have to go bang his head against the wall or yell at somebody else other than you.
Yeah.
But Padres baseball will follow at some point. I know there's some rain potentially in the forecast for tonight, but Padre baseball is coming up. Stick around for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday. Stay safe. Be nice to each other. Doesn't cost anything. Adios.
Thanks.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got a few minutes left. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back Monday. We are going to carry the Padre-Giant game tonight from spring training. Apparently, there could be a little rain down there. So just stick around. Stick around. We'll see what we come up with. But whenever Padre baseball gets underway, you will hear it here on 97.3 The Fan. We only have a few minutes left on our program today. The Dodgers, the news today, and it is, you know, I think it's interesting. Mookie Betts is moving from second base to shortstop. And manager Dave Roberts says shortstop Gavin Lux is moving to second base. I don't know that I buy that part of it entirely. I think, you know, guys like Chris Taylor, Kike Hernandez, Miguel Rojas, you may see them play some second base. But Betts is moving to short because apparently Lux just can't get the job done at short.
I mean, they gave up quick on this.
They sure did. He's not making the throws. Dave Roberts says it's time to do this now, something the whole entire organization feels is right. Specific to Gavin, I like how he said this. It gives him an opportunity to get to the other side of the diamond.
Closer to the bench.
Closer to the, well, he said to shorten the throw.
Oh.
So,
oh, I mean, good for Dave looking out for him.
Gavin Lux can't throw. So he goes from short to second. Betts goes from second to short. Where did we see that? Somewhere else.
I think they're copying the Padres right now.
That's what I was thinking. Now, in the Padres case, had nothing to do with the fact that Xander Bogaerts couldn't make the throw.
No.
The Padres feel like Ha-Seong Kim is a better defensive shortstop at this part of his career than Xander Bogaerts. So they're going to put Kim at short and Bogaerts at second. There is a lot of analytics to support what the Padres are doing. Apparently, the Padres, with Bogaerts at shortstop, gave up a bunch of more runs than they should have last year, according to analytics. I don't make that stuff up. I don't really understand all that stuff.
I don't either.
I just know that when teams make a move like this, they hide behind that information.
Okay. Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes, they do.
We're moving Bogaerts to second. Why? The analytics told us so. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. So we just accepted at face value.
That's our explanation, and we're sticking to it.
Interesting that two teams in the same division would both swap their second baseman and shortstops. That's kind of ironic, don't you think?
It's very ironic,
right.
I think.
So that's, yeah. That's the big story of the day. What else? Was there any football news today of anything? Any
Not
kind,
really.
Scrape, that we need to update anybody on?
I haven't seen anything, no.
I told you Russell Wilson is talking with the Steelers and the Giants.
You did tell me that.
Which is bad news for the Steelers and the Giants, as far as I'm concerned.
Why?
Because I think Russell Wilson stinks.
I just wanted you to say that.
You just wanted me to say that? I said it. There you go. Before we go, I got one more, like the 27th text I've gotten from your fantasy baseball people today.
Yes.
I don't know which player this is from. It says, I just heard the 2 o'clock segment. I'll have you know, Grandpa Chris, that I have a full-time job and 3 side gigs. So no, I'm not a yo-yo. I guess I referred to everyone in the league as a yo-yo.
You certainly did.
So I apologize to that player and the rest of all of my combatants in our fantasy baseball league. Now stop texting me. There.
I said, do you want me to show you how to mute this?
And he said, not yet.
I'm not going to.
Eventually, I'm probably going to have to mute all of you people. All of you people. All right.
I know. We have a random time that we're getting out, so I have
I don't have a... It's hard for me to make up a 4-minute segment sometimes.
Tony's going to be back on Monday.
That'll be good.
Maybe we'll ask Tony what he thinks about the photo.
Steph Curry thing. You are stuck on that photo.
Well, I'm going to stand up for her rights, okay?
She does have rights, but I have kids that I want to protect a little from her flaunting.
All right.
That's all.
Enough about that.
Yes. I think we covered that and then some.
Yes, we did.
All right, very good. Everybody, thank you so much for being a part of the program this week and every week.
Mm-hmm.
We're back Monday. Tony will return. Scraby doesn't have a Chronicles tonight, so he's going to have to go bang his head against the wall or yell at somebody else other than you.
Yeah.
But Padres baseball will follow at some point. I know there's some rain potentially in the forecast for tonight, but Padre baseball is coming up. Stick around for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday. Stay safe. Be nice to each other. Doesn't cost anything. Adios.
Thanks.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.